get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Here's the guesting on this Wednesday edition. We've got bottom of the hour. Well, right out of that first break, somewhere in there. Brett Cianci of Pick Six Previews will be with us. Always a plethora of knowledge with him, college football. Top of hour number two, Blake Ruffino. So we go from Pennsylvania down to Louisiana. Blake Ruffino will check in with the show on this Wednesday edition, and we'll get a LSU, a Cajun update. Love me some Cajun culture. Have you noticed that I love me some Cajun culture here on the show? I'm not part of it because wasn't born down there, but love the Cajun culture. And I added somebody on this Wednesday show, Coach Brian Driscoll, with Sports Illustrated, covers Notre Dame for them. And we'll get into some Fighting Irish with Brian. Loose emoji. Brian worked with him a while back. And we all know Loose emoji. Crazy Charlie, me, many members of this audience. If you're newer to the show, last 5 years or so, maybe you don't know Lou. But if you're a Notre Dame fan, you absolutely know Loose emoji. And tragically, over the weekend, he passed away. Sadly, he passed away over the weekend. He was only 58. You look at Lou. Lou was in fantastic shape. And I don't know the medical history and all that, but he had written an article, posted it online, went to play tennis, and had a heart attack. Very sad news. So, sweet Lou has left us, but his legacy will continue, and Brian Driscoll will join us. Now, we'll talk some Notre Dame. We'll talk Lou. Lou would say, don't spend a whole lot of time on me here. Talk about the Fighting Irish. Matter of fact, Lou's looking down on us right now, judging us, saying, don't spend a whole lot of time on that now. Get to the Fighting Irish on the field, and we'll do that. But we do, and we will miss sweet Lou for sure. 615-844-5600 if you want to dial us in today. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. I was just looking at a list. You know me. List radio is not my fave for the show and for you guys. But it's from our guest coming up in about 15 minutes, Brett Cianci. And it's a list of wide receivers drafted, the number of receivers per school drafted since the common draft began, what they call the common draft era, which is 1967 to now. So 50 plus years. And now wide receiver U right now is Alabama. And I would say right behind them would probably be Ohio State. Ohio State's receiving core this year coming up, 21, is loaded. Absolutely freaking loaded. Alabama is transitioning all those receivers like they have many times since Nick's been there and even prior. But they're going to be in good shape there too. But Ohio State's are more well-known, let's put it, for this year coming up. Last year, Alabama's receiving core was unfair. It was so good, right? It was pros versus 8U football, right? That's what Alabama's receiving core was like. It's been like that for a while. Most wide receivers drafted in the common draft era, 67 to now. So about a half century plus. That's a pretty good little time span, right? You know who's number one? The U. Miami. With 44. The U. Number two. And number five may shock you. Number two is Ohio State. So they've got the history and they've got the current group too. Number three is the Trojans of Southern Cal. Number four is the Gators. You would think Florida absolutely would be on there. In the Sunshine State, if you don't have speed, then what's the point, right? Well, they have the speed. Number four, Florida. Number five, now you ready? You ready for this, everybody? Number five, Tennessee. One thing about the Johnny Majors era at Tennessee, and he got run in essence in 1992. So it's been a while for Johnny. It's been almost 30 years for that bit of data. But man, did they roll in and out wide receivers during that span. And after that, some too, yeah. Tennessee, number one, two, three, four. Number five, LSU, number six. Number seven, Michigan. Now, how about number eight? San Diego State, number eight. Florida State, number nine. Arizona State, Michigan State, Oklahoma. Did they go 11 deep here? I think they did. Michigan State, then Oklahoma. Last couple. I just noticed this. Wide receiver U. You know, schools are always claiming. Wait a minute. What's going on with the phone here? Phone started acting up. Sorry about that. Little audio leak there. Yeah, a lot of schools will claim where this position school or that position school. And you know what? Maybe they're claiming correctly. But that was a pretty cool list, I thought. Wide receiver U. Not bad. Not bad at all. I was talking to you yesterday during the show on Tuesday, and it just happened to time up with the commercial break. My kids are at school, so they don't know when commercial breaks are. It's just random. I get a call during a break, about two-thirds into the show. It's my son. I've got five boys, two girls, but it's one of my sons. It's my youngest, actually. He's 15. And it's, I believe it's right at the top of hour number two. So we're transitioning into hour number three. So my son, he said, Dad, you need to come get me at school right now. I've been quarantined. Yeah, I was around somebody who apparently had or has the virus. Yeah, this is my son. He thinks I can just pack it up right there and go get him. I said, well, I'm still doing the show. I'm about to come out of a commercial break. I can't leave right now. He says, well, when you can, come get me. So after the show, He's texting me furiously, like, I've got to get there now. I've got to get better. Hurry up. He's texting me left and right. Are you here? Have you left? What's the holdup? Why are you not here? Hurry up. Hurry up, Dad. So right after the show, I head up to the school and get him. He's waiting in like a school lobby area. I got to sign him out, which is customary. You got to show him your ID, even though they, if you're a parent and you've been up there, they know you. But show him your ID, sign a little form, say he's leaving, the time you're checking him out, all that. It's no, that's good protocol. Yeah, that's good protocol. Wherever you're at, whatever school you're at, that's good. That's good business. That's smart. So I sign him out, and then we try and figure out where to take him. There's more to this story. I don't know. Let me look at the time here. Not going to have a lot of time, but I'm going to give you my COVID test story. Now, several of my other kids have had the test because they had to. One of them plays college basketball. You can't play college sports without getting the test a million times. So my daughter's taking the test. I couldn't even count the number of times. My son, my oldest of all of them, who is about to head off this summer to dental school up in Louisville, he's had to take I don't know how many tests. He's been vaccinated. Yeah, he's part of the vax group. And he's had to get a lot of other shots, too, for any number of reasons for dental school. They make you go through all of this stuff just to get on up to campus. And I'm exaggerating, but it seems like every other day he's heading to Vanderbilt or somewhere to get another shot for something. And it's not all, just briefly, it's not all COVID at all. I mean, COVID you get if you're part of, you get the two shots, right? He's done that. He's done all that. But for any number of other things. I think he's been, he's had to take a shot to prevent from being bitten by a rattlesnake. I think he's had to do all that too. But so, yeah, I've got kids all over the place that have been tested or gotten the vaccine or whatever. But yeah, I have not been anywhere where there's a COVID test. I have not been anywhere where there's been a vaccine. So I'm new to all that. Yesterday was my first experience, and it involved going up to a pharmacy where you could go outside, where they have you go outside into a tent. No, they handled it well. But I'll relay that to you here in a little bit. Coming up, Brett Ciancia, Pick 6 Previews, will join us. We'll hang out with him a little bit. Chop it up on a little college football. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on that mess there where that vehicle caught fire in Dixon County. It's 40 westbound there at 840. That's near mile marker 178. Just to sum it up, if you're headed towards Memphis, give yourself a little bit of extra time from Nashville on 40 westbound there at 840 because of that car fire. Traffic's on the increase down Ellington Parkway pretty much on schedule. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket, or Alaka Savings, or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Participating locations. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Are you looking to start your own home gym?
Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Comes to the college football playoff. He's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Crazy Charlie will pursue Brett Ciancia, and in a couple of seconds, we'll have him here with us. 615-844-5600 and on Twitter at Bill is King. Wednesday edition. Hope you're having a good one. Here in the South, now maybe not far south of us, but here in the South, unusually chilly. In April. Yeah, we got down into the 30s last night, which is not very typical for the weather patterns around these parts around here. Actually felt pretty good. I was in a gym last night watching a high school lift-a-thon. Yes, if you are a high school and you plan on playing football and you want to be competitive at football, you better be lifting around the clock. And around the year's calendar, and in the spring, it's very important, the winter and the spring, to be lifting. At the end of it, just for that calendar year, and then you start back into the summer, you have a lift-a-thon at the end, and then everybody posts their numbers. And I was at a kid's high school lift-a-thon, which I was kind of dreading it because I wanted to be home watching a little college baseball and whatever. And I had so much fun at this thing. I had no idea. Because when you have as many kids as I do, you have all these parent meetings, right? And it's always, you know, go over the calendar and go over the practice sessions and here's what we're going to – that was like an hour. So I'm sitting there in this auditorium going, please help me. Please let – I've done so many of these. You're killing me. And then it was off to the lift-a-thon, and we had a blast. No, I had an absolute blast. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. Anyways, Brett Ciancia, pick six previews up in Pennsylvania. Always checks in with us on Wednesdays. You can get all his information. We'll let you know how you can do that. He's working on all the teams right now, going through them. And he just wrapped up the Pac-12, the league that is out of sight, out of mind. Totally out of sight, out of mind, but not with Brett Ciancia, and he's now stepping over into the ACC. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be talking some college football here in spring.
When you finished up the Pac-12, any conclusions that shocked you or surprised you?
Well, I think right away, the Pac-12 South is going to be an absolute race there for the crown. There's four teams that could really win it out of the six. And I think it's going to be must-see action. And I know that a lot of football fans out there don't really like the Pac-12 or don't stay up for it. But, you know, I'm doing my 14-hour Saturdays with all my screens, all my three screens going. So by the time we get around to 10 p.m., it's always some exciting football. So I'm excited for it. There's four teams, I think, that are in the hunt for the South Crown. You know, USC might be the favorite, but I actually like Arizona State. I'm not sure yet. I got to check schedules and everything, but I really like what Arizona State has coming back. You know, Marvin Lewis taking over, him and Antonio Pierce, the defensive coordinator, bringing an NFL feel to the defense, maybe the best quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And then you have also Utah. They were extremely young on defense last year. Everyone's back, and even for a young defense, Morgan Scali had him as one of the best in the conference, as usual. If they make any gains on offense, I think they're a pretty complete team. And then another wild card, I wouldn't have expected, but UCLA was a lot better than the record showed. They finished 3-4, and I know that that's only good for, 10-21 over the Chip Kelly era so far, and you know, normally that'd be grounds for a firing, but I see a lot of positive momentum there. That 3-4 record, they really should have been 6-1. If you look at their games, maybe 5-2 at worst. Really just fluky one-score finishes there that could have gone the other way. And probably, you know, he's not technically the defensive coordinator, but his hire, his influence was crucial. This Brian Norwood guy coming in from Navy, he made him pretty blitz heavy, variable on defense, and really confused some offenses. So you got four legit teams there, and I'm not ready to pick a winner, but it's going to be a great race.
Do you think Daniels, would you rank Daniels at Arizona State ahead of Slovis at quarterback?
Oof, that's tough. I think I would. I think I've seen more from Jaden Daniels. Now, here's the thing. They're in completely different offenses. You're purely a stats guy, you have to put Slovis because he's in that air raid. He's going to get his 3,000 yards and gaudy stats. With Jaden Daniels, they don't throw as much. Now, up there at Arizona State, their offensive coordinator, Zach Hill, he comes from Boise. He wants to establish the power run, and they have the running backs to do it. They have a duo there that could be one of the best in the conference and a great offensive line. So they're going to, you know, it's different stats. But if I had to win the game on the final drive in the fourth quarter, I want Jaden Daniels leading it. Now, that said, another guy, DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, it's pretty rare to see a guy who had not just one but two shaky years to start his career. His freshman and his sophomore year, you saw some glimpses of athleticism, but a ton of turnovers in 18 and 19, but made a huge step here in 2020. Cut back on those turnovers, cut back on those long sacks, 10, 15 yards in the backfield. So he looks great too. So it's a great little division, and it's not getting enough attention nationally, but I think it'll be some good football.
2020, the football season. And obviously the Pac-12 got started late. We all know the story. You don't need to review that again. But it's a Sunday after a Saturday college football day, all top to bottom, as you mentioned. And I'd forgotten that UCLA and Cal were playing on a Sunday morning. So I'm sitting there Sunday morning just kind of reviewing everything, just thinking about what just happened. And then somebody tweets, Cal and UCLA. And I went, oh, I'd forgotten. I flip it on. And I remember thinking, obviously, this is just the beginning of the Pac-12 season on the field. I remember thinking, Brett, is UCLA going to continue to be disappointing? They dominated that game. I mean, they played well. And I remember thinking, And you were just talking about it. Maybe they're on to something here, even though the record's not all that good under Chip Kelly. I remember thinking, wow, this is a pretty good performance right here. And again, the score wasn't dominating, but they played a lot better than I thought. And, yeah, maybe they flipped the page a little bit here.
Yeah, so a couple things were holding back the Chip Kelly era. First on offense, like I said, was turnovers from the quarterback spot. And DTR, you know, very athletic, made a lot of plays on the ground, showed some of that high four-star ceiling, but a lot of turnovers, picks, fumbles, and I said also these sacks where he, not just you know, a five-yard loss, he would run and scramble and lose 15. These are just drive killers. So to see him really evolve in his third year starting was great. I mean, he's no longer taking the sacks. Their you know, their yards per play went up, yards per game, every metric. In fact, I have 14 offensive categories. They improved in all 14. And they improved in all 14 on defense. So they really, in every single category, just improved in 2020. And when you look at that record, like we said, you know, 3-4. But a couple of these, the Oregon game was by a field goal. And again, Oregon is the two-time defending Pac-12 champs. So they got within a field goal there. They were leading late in the games against USC and Stanford and lost them both in just, not just, you know, fourth quarter comebacks, but just ridiculous Pac-12 West Coast stuff where it was just, you know, last second, double overtime, flukiness. So really, it's not a stretch to think of them as 6-1, maybe 5-2 at worst. And real quick, the last thing that was the issue was their defense. It was one of the nation's worst in 18 and 19. But like I said, that hire bringing in the Navy co-coordinator, Brian Norwood, really unleashed some of that potential. Because remember, UCLA, this is a great talent roster. I mean, they're second or third in the conference in recruiting every year. They have that L.A. base and, you know, a lot of four-star and five-star kids. So to be able to unlock that potential, you know, they were kind of sitting on a gold mine there. And if they can continue that trajectory into 2021 with not just a few starters back, but 20 out of 22 starters back. You know, everyone except for Demetric Felton, who was their star running back, but they've even got another guy, Britton Brown, who's ready to fill in. So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty complete roster, and this is really the test year for Chip Kelly. If he can't get it done here in year four with 20 starters back and some momentum, you know, this will be really the critical season.
Brett Ciancia, pick six previous. Before we get over to your initial dive into the ACC, news, Tennessee has another transfer quarterback coming in, Joe Milton from Michigan. So the quarterback room is five deep now, two transfers, and then Harrison Bailey and Brian Maurer and Caden Salter, who hadn't even practiced yet because he's been suspended. But your thoughts on Milton and that move?
Yeah, you know, I actually just saw another Tennessee quarterback doing my Pac-12 research. I saw Jared Garantano pop up in Pullman, Washington. So, yeah, and another guy, Colorado. So it's just been a carousel there, quarterback. Milton himself, he was the handpicked guy last year by Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh had two four-star guys to pick from, Milton and McCaffrey, and they battled it out, and he went with Milton. Kind of a bigger frame. You know, we didn't see enough of him, though. It was only a few games. So I don't really know yet, but we'll see how he messaged into this new offense. And, you know, it's a little bit late to be joining, but should get most of spring and, you know, the whole summer and fall camp. So that's going to be a heck of a quarterback battle there.
ACC, and you said you're just now transitioning over to that league, but you started with Duke, and not a very good season a year ago.
Yeah, it's you know, I started at the bottom. You know, it's the first team I looked into and researched, and you know, just right off the top, the thing that pops out: 39 turnovers in 11 games. That's by far the worst in FBS. 39. The next closest was 25 on the whole season. So just far and away the most turnover-prone team. It was Chase Bryce, the Clemson transfer, coming in. It never really clicked. Took a ton of sacks and just was, you know, turning the ball over like crazy there. Really just shot themselves in the foot in any competitive game they had. Another thing that stood out was, and David Cutcliffe has mentioned this, was their conditioning. Maybe with the virus year, they were kind of off-conditioned because you saw them close at halftime or leading a lot of games, and then their second half and fourth quarter totals were just very lopsided the other way. So they couldn't close out games. And then lastly, the defense was defense was kind of all or nothing. So they had these two great edge rushers up front, Chris Rumpf and Digimuke. Both guys are gone, however. But what I'm getting at is they were great with pressure. They got a lot of sacks and tackles for loss, but they were overexposed to the big play behind it and gave up a ton of long yardage plays, a ton of points, and it was just a bad deal all around for Duke in 2020. And it gets worse. They have, I think, 9 starters back total for the team. So I think I'm starting there at the last place team. You know, it's a shame for Cutcliffe. He's had such a successful career as a quarterback guru, as an offensive coordinator, multiple stops, and turning Duke around. But it looks like Duke might be kind of regressing back to their historical mean here.
Yeah, and I guess with Cutcliffe, and everybody in Tennessee's totally familiar with him. He spent forever there as the offensive coordinator back under the Fulmer era, and actually was on the staff there under the Majors era too. But I guess under Cutcliffe, if there's a shining light, it's that when the expectations, and obviously Duke does not have much of a history, Spurrier briefly, et cetera, but when the expectations are depressed, he overachieves. So maybe that's what we get. I'm not predicting it per se, but he seems to do better when the expectations are not much.
Yeah, for sure. This is now 3 losing seasons in 5 years. It's starting, the bar is starting to drop. And yeah, you're right. This could be one of those wild cards where they go 7-5 and win a bowl game. And I think if that scenario presents itself, it might be a nice exit opportunity for Cutcliffe to go out on top. You know, get a nice bowl win somewhere and kind of call it. But that'll be tough looking at their schedule, looking at the personnel and how they play last year. Of note, Cutcliffe has taken away the so he took back the play calling role in 2020. He wanted to be, you know, doing everything in control on offense last year. He's giving that back to the co-coordinators now, so more of a program role more than just in the weeds, X's and O's. So we'll see if that helps, but yeah, it's going to be an uphill climb because that Coastal Division now, I'm excited to dig into it this week and next. There's a lot of teams on the rise that are now 2 or 3 or 4 years into their coaching staffs and making good gains. So, well, it's going to be tough to grind out wins in that division.
Brett told me he has not had time to go back and look at the spring games. He had a bunch this past Saturday, got a bunch coming up, but we will get to that here in the coming weeks when Brett Cianci joins us. Tell everybody how they can get all of your information.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's at Pick 6 Previews on Twitter and pick6previews.com, and it's an annual season preview book. I do it. It's a one-man operation. It's all 65 Power 5 teams, you know, numbers, but watching film, interviewing coaches, interviewing players, the whole bit. So digging in now a couple more months ago, that should be ready in June.
Always outstanding, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Brett Cianci, Pick 6 Previews, joins us. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino. Top of hour 3, Brian Driscoll with Sports Illustrated covers the Fighting Irish. Oh, I know that. All of you just want to go run to the grotto right now, right? Light up a candle, go to the grotto. Oh, I wore last night at the Lift-A-Thon at the high school. I wore my shirt. Josh bought me long sleeve. You know, I love long sleeve t-shirts. Yeah, long sleeve. I wear them in the summer when it's 95, but I wore the Catholics versus Convict shirt. It was wonderful. We'll be back.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on that mess in Dixon County, 40 westbound at 840 from that earlier vehicle fire. Traffic's on the increase through Mount Julian now on I-40. All the traffic making its way into Davidson County, wrapping up an accident in the 200 block of Hermitage Avenue. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks,
put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Terry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Blake Ruffino with us down in Louisiana. Top of hour three, Brian Driscoll, Sports Illustrated Notre Dame. Got a busy show. If you want to check in, 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. So my kid calls me during the show yesterday, my youngest, 15-year-old, youngest of seven. Never a dull moment, right? And he says, Dad, I've got to be in quarantine. I don't know all the rules. I don't keep up with it. I'm not interested in it. I'm not part of this crowd that says, oh, my God, I have just been so. No, nothing has changed. My life has been the same as it's always been. I will not join that crowd. Now, I get a call from my son, youngest. Dad, during a commercial break, I've been exposed. Somebody, he didn't even know who. He doesn't know who. Somebody had it. Somebody's got it. I was too close to them at one point, apparently, according to a teacher. And I need to go get my test. I need to go take a test. Or get a test. However they say it. I haven't been part of this yet. I have not been part of a test or a vaccine or any of that. And so right after the show, I go to the school, and I check him out. They say, Mr. King, this happens. Just go get the, what they call it, a rapid test or whatever. So we go to a pharmacy, CVS. And, of course, there are CVSs everywhere. And I hadn't even noticed this. I mean, I drive by this one CVS regularly, I guess, and there's kind of a little, for lack of a better term, it's not really a tent, but it's a structure outside of the main building where you can drive, park, and then you go in. Now, some of them have drive-thrus and everything else. And again, I haven't been part of any of this. I haven't noticed it or anything. And so, oh, and you have to get an appointment. So he filled out some information online and, you know, gave him our insurance information and all that. And so we pull up. And somebody comes out of a door and sees us and says, you're about to get a call from a phone number from Rhode Island. Immediately, we're like confused. What's this Rhode Island thing? That's where the number comes from. And they're going to give you a code, and then you'll have to give us the code number. Immediately, my son on his phone gets a call. It's a Rhode Island number, and then they text you some kind of code. I have no idea why and all this. And then the lady from the tent area says, do you have it? Send it to us. So he forwards it to them, and then they come and they say, you can now go into the area, and your dad's got to be with you because he's a minor. He's 15. We go in there. And the guy's behind like a little plexiglass area. And there's another lady on the other side at a computer. And they hand him a little swab, lack of a better term, that he's supposed to swab both areas of his nose, both nostrils, both holes, I guess. And he's got to do each one for 15 seconds, and they count you. I don't know how many of you perhaps have done this. I've not been part of any of this. For 15 seconds, each nostril. And so he does it. You tilt your head back, and he does it. And then you give them the swab. And then they submit it for the test. They tell us that sometime today, you'll get your results. It's a busy day. And the guy holds up a list. Here's our list. I don't know when the lady in the building will call you. But the lady in the building will call you and tell you the results. My son is in a panic. Not because of the test, but it's the lift-a-thon day, and he wants to lift. It's a big, he's been working hard for it and everything, and he's worried. And he says, Dad, this is the biggest day of my life. A lift-a-thon is the biggest day of his life. And he goes, it figures today would be the day I'd have to get tested and all that. So he was really down. And now he had no symptoms or anything. He didn't think he'd be positive, but he just wanted to get the information. We go back home, and I'm thinking it could be into the afternoon, but the lift-a-thon is not until the night. I figure we'll get the results and everything will be okay. Well, in about 20 minutes, now I'll give them credit. I've got some critiques, but I give them credit. But man warned us, it could be late in the day. This lady's very busy. I don't know when she'll call you. 20 minutes or so after the test, we were already home. I get a call and they say, Mr. King, your son tested negative. And if you want the results, now here's what got me. If you want the actual printout of the results, the hard copy, we've got it here for you. Now, I didn't know, I figured, heck, they could email it to you. I can print it out at home. No. They wouldn't do that. I had to drive back up there to get it. Which I was going to do anyways, but. So I had to drive back 20 minutes later to get his results. And he was happy. I gave him the hard copy. He was able to take it to the school. And, again, I don't know all the rules, but it all turned out well. Oh, I'll give you another little side capsule to this. Little side angle to it, too. When we continue, Blake Ruffino, top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on that earlier car fire on 40 westbound at 840 in Dixon County. Starting to build pretty good down through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets. Pretty much on schedule there, coming inbound towards Conference Drive. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811. They're online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NHL, the Predators at the Blackhawks tonight. Nashville minus 138 on the money line. Chicago plus 115, the over-under 5.5. Some money line movement on the main event of UFC 261 Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. The challenger Jorge Masvidal at plus 315. The defending middleweight champion Kamaru Usman at minus 385. Boxing, Canelo Alvarez versus Billy Joe Saunders set for May 8th. The super middleweight champion Canelo, the favorite, minus 700 on the money line. Saunders, the challenger, at plus 450. Kentucky Derby, Essential Quality, still the plus 250 favorite. Known Agenda at plus 550. And Rock Your World at plus 620. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, y'all. Nothing like watching a game in some nice weather. And add to that a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sports book. The app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique, fun bet types. And when you win, FanDuel will get you your money in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up, use the promo code BKING.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today: sunshine, highs 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 37. Thursday, mostly sunny, 62. Friday, cloudy, highs near 66. Showers likely for Saturday, highs near 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party, The Bill King Show.
Yeah, that's my first foray into the testing or all this whole thing. And it went okay, yeah. Now, again, I've had several kids get tested. My daughter's been tested unlimited times playing college basketball. I don't even know how many times. But I hadn't been part of it, and I had to take my kid. One of my other kids also had to get tested, high school kid, but he drives. He's old enough to drive, so he went and took care of it himself. But it went pretty well. Yeah, it went pretty well. They got us in and out, and everybody was very helpful. And we got all his information done and completed and forwarded and all that. But when you have that many, you're going to have things are going to fly at you pretty quick, right? Yeah, we have nine people, well, even more, in this house depending on who's home from school and then their friends come over, so 12, 13 people at a time. And, I mean, you don't know who's been where and who's coming and going and all that. And I don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm not part of this psychosis that's out there. Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Oh, my God, Bill. None of that. No, Kev says, Bill, your son is lucky. Close contact exposure at our school district is an automatic 14-day quarantine. Most of the athletes have gone from 4 days a week back to remote learning. Yeah, I mean, now, look, there is, I mean, we have protocols here, but not, as far as I know, not like that. You know, if you go in the school, first of all, any school in America now, just because of the crime, and we don't have a lot of it out here that's real bad, but you can't just walk into a school anymore. That's anywhere, any state, any city. So you have to buzz in. They see you. You better have your identification with you, and then you have to tell them why you're there. And it's only, for me, it's only there because I'm picking up one of the kids or whatever. But obviously now, wherever you go, in a school, you've got to have a mask on. And they do have a little station in the front where if you didn't bring a mask, they've got them sitting there. You can have one and a little box. And then you have to go in, show them your ID, sign some stuff to check your kids out. But that's good. Yeah, I'm good with that. That's protecting the kids. I'm good with that. But the COVID protocol is ridiculous. The percentage of any kid having any issues with this is it's minuscule to nothing. That's the part I don't get. But again, I'm not part of the decision making there. I just do what I'm told. But yeah, it turned out okay, and he's doing fine. My had another one a couple of days ago. My oldest high schooler, who is a junior, he's my third youngest overall, but my oldest high schooler also was told, what was it last week? You've been exposed. You got to go get the test, which he went and got the test and all that. He was negative. And he kind of told me how to do all this. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know that the CVS had a little area outside that you could go in. I didn't know what you did when you got there. I didn't know anything about it. That is not my MO. I will not be part of the psychosis here. Pac-12 Dave checking in this morning. Bill, I currently hold the testing record at 5, plus a separate antibodies check for the Southern Gentleman's Sports Show. The probe is not pleasant, but the flush is awful. Oh, man. I haven't had any of that yet. Hopefully I don't. You don't know what the next day holds, but hopefully none of that. Yeah, I've seen lots of you folks talking about it and what you've gone through and everything, and that's fine. I have refused from the very beginning to be part of this psychosis. I'm not going to do it. It's not changed my life at all. Hasn't changed my day at all. Hasn't changed anything about me. I'm just not going to be part of it. Now, if one of my kids has to have it because of school or an event, you know, obviously those are the rules. We'll abide by those, but I will not be part of it. Not going to do it, y'all. Coming up next, Blake Ruffino. That's top of the hour. We'll head down to the boot. We'll head down to Louisiana. We'll talk a little. They have their spring game. The LSU spring game is, I didn't really watch much of it. I had on what was the main games I had on this last Saturday were Alabama and Ohio State. Now, I monitored the Georgia game a little bit, Auburn game a little bit, perhaps. But really not much else. And Monitor is very vague. I mean, I've watched them follow Saban around with a live mic just to hear him talk. But that's about it. That's about it, spring games. I'm not a spring game guy, as I've told you. But we'll get a spring game update from Blake Ruffino. Quarterback, is it not Max Johnson? I mean, I think it is, but what they're saying is it's relatively open down there. We'll kick it around when we come back after the news. Omni Nashville Hotel.